Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro-broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's also the 30th and last day of November, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 34 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 42 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it might make it. And it's cold, frigid, it's winter. That's all I'm going to say about it. That's enough. Let's see what we have on the itinerary for today. Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy declines release from jail during trial, and we're going to get into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy declines release from jail during trial. This is from Yahoo News. Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy won a court-ordered order releasing him from jail to home confinement for the duration of his federal conspiracy and assault trial in Las Vegas, but he opted to remain locked up on principle, his attorney said on Wednesday. And man, I'll tell you, that's about five notches up on my respect meter. Principle. I've listened to that old fella talk, you know, on the videos that were put out when the siege was going on up there in Bunkerville. And man, there's people out there, you know, I think if I could sit and talk to a Cliven and show him what's been done and show him the Bill of Rights, I don't think that he could keep from having to go along with me. U.S. District Judge Gloria Navarro has ruled that the 71-year-old cattleman and three others on trial with him, including sons Ammon and Ryan Bundy, may remain essentially under house arrest rather than behind bars while the case proceeds in court. I think if he understood, I mean, like Ryan Bundy, I think he understands more than the most of them. He probably talked to old Lavoie more than the most of them. And I mean, if they understood, I mean, this is principle. This is what it's really all about. And it should be standing there saying, you know, you have no authority to have me in this goddamn court. It ain't just the authority to be out here on these western lands. You have no authority to have me in this court. And that should have been the stand from the get-go. The four men are accused of conspiring to use the threat of force in a 2014 armed standoff with federal agents near Bundy's Ranch, a confirmation that galvanized right-wing militia groups, challenging U.S. government authority over public lands in the West, American West, and they have none. I mean, they're right on, I mean, he's right on that principle. I just wish that these people would, I mean, like they stepped into this in a offshoot kind of way, and they went forward with what they knew, which wasn't enough, just enough to get them in a whole lot of trouble. But I mean, you got to respect it. When somebody stands on principle, I mean, that's the problem with this country. People being too afraid of being put in jail, afraid of the man in the dress up there on the bench. I would have done the same thing. No, you're not going to put monitors on me. And I have the right, actually, to be out of here. In fact, you have no right to have me here, period. And this is a good thing he did. Ryan Bundy has already been released from jail to a halfway house earlier this month before he was permitted transfer to detention in the home of a court-approved host for the rest of the trial, which is expected to run through February. His brother Ammon Bundy, their father, and a fourth defendant, Ryan Payne, obtained approval for similar home confinement arrangements on Wednesday during a closed court session. That's all public, right? Before the judge, according to the defense lawyers. And again, this thing has fallen apart on him. And it isn't. So a lot of people, I mean, think that, you know, it's because of the things they're finding out. I think that it's the jury's. The ones that have acquitted, that acquitted here in Oregon and the ones that have acquitted in Nevada, it is just becoming common knowledge of just how goddamn dirty this whole lie of a government is. And yes, go ahead.
Hey, man, you and I know, and the rest of the true real patriots, we know that you'll never get no justice in those courts because, I mean, as you were reading, there's no right-wing militia and all this and that, and they act like we are not supposed to defend ourselves against them. Everything that they put in paper or pen and print or even put on, the fake news on TV, it's like they're supposed to lord over us. And this right here is really making me sick with these sheeple and with these cowards out here who don't really understand how free they're supposed to be. It's making me sick to my stomach all the time, because just like you said, it's just the cowardice of people and, in the ignorance of people of not knowing how free they're supposed to be.
What would have been cool, I agree with you 100% there, Dion. What would have been cool is if these guys would have understand, because it wouldn't took that long. I mean, I would, just like I, offered to go out for the Hammonds, I would have went there and I would have taught these guys and I would have showed them how to, the proper paperwork and screw those bar attorneys and this admiralty jurisdiction. It would have just been like the last time I fought them. It would have just been, nope, it's not going one inch further. You can do whatever you want to do. I can't stop you from holding court, but I'm not stepping behind your bar. You'll never get authority over me. And it would have been a way more interesting thing to watch, because I think old Cliven, I think he's got the grit. He just doesn't have the knowledge, and he's not going to get it from these bar attorneys. I mean, a lot of people in jail, when I was in jail, I mean, all I did the whole time I was in jail was people's paperwork and teaching people. That's what I mean. They kicked me out. A kid had come in from here in Chiloquin where I live, and he'd been held over 72 hours. I had to sneak. They wouldn't let me go to the law libraries or anything, man. They didn't like me being in their jail. They don't like me being out of their jail. But at any rate, I had some people go. I sent people to do some things, and we put together some paperwork. And that evening, they kicked me out of jail. But the kid, he's from here, and he got treated. Well, he never got treated right. He shouldn't have been there in the first place, but he got, his motion got him clear of what he was doing. But like I said, if these guys here would have had the knowledge, see, this is what you need. I mean, there was never no spotlights on us when we were doing this, but we were doing it right. And I mean, we weren't playing no games. There were no lawyers. There was just us. And we took beatings and we did time in jail, but they never beat us on the paperwork. If you had the paperwork in the hands of people like this with the money, see, but this is where I get pissed off at them, because they don't want to join with I don't know about O'Clive, and I've never talked to him. But basically what you're seeing out of this movement out here, you know, just like what happened in Galice and Burns in Bunkerville, is that, you know, that basically they want the old authority back because it was theirs. They owned it. But I mean, when somebody like Cliven, now he's went through this and he's still a man of substance. You know, he's got wealth and now he's got notoriety. It should be pushed onward. And I mean, I wish that this situation was here, is that they, you know, they couldn't move the court. They couldn't get nothing to move because they won't submit to the jurisdiction that's illegal. And that is what's at the root of this. I mean, the issue of the Constitution and the fact that the federal government can't own all these lands is absolutely correct. But you have to know who you are and have the standing to stand on those rights, to stand on your right to tell that government that, hey, you know what, I'm boss here. And here, I never gave you permission. In fact, it's forbidden. But again, kudos to old Cliven. And you are right, Dion. I mean, but, you know, seeing somebody like that, like, oh, this old man, I mean, from the time this whole thing began, watching the footage coming out of Nevada, when he'd be talking, it would just, I'm just like, wow, man, I would like to sit down and talk to that old fella and show him some things and see what his attitude would be, being, a rancher that had been there that many years, I mean, since the 1800s and what might have you. I mean, if these people need to see what they have been a part of, actually, because, like I said, back when we were doing this, I mean, we knew what we were doing, and that's what about got us killed. But it was people like the Bundys, you know, these good old boys. They were the ones that sat on the juries, and they're looking at it, you know, like me. I'm not even in the bar. I'm sitting in the goddamn spectator section. I refuse to enter. They can't say nothing. And they back and forth. And the attorney I fired, he said, I've been fired, and he's standing. He don't know what the hell to do. It would have been interesting to see it on a bigger stage, like something like this. At any rate, man, you know, onward and upward, this is a good thing. The reason behind Navarro's, let's see what we were here. His brother, Ammon Bunyan, the father of defendant, Ryan Payne, obtained approval. Yep, that was it. Okay, the reason behind Navarro's decision reversing previous rulings was not publicly disclosed by the judge or the lawyers. It's looking bad for him. They're holding this old man, and they're acquittal after acquittal, and then the people watching what's coming out of this goddamn government. It's looking bad for him. Like I said, I can see the one move, the only move they have left, is to try and threaten the jury by saying that Pete Santilli, he pleaded guilty. Here we have a confession from him, a sworn affidavit that there was conspiracy. And if there's this conspiracy, there has to be more than one conspirator. And who else would it be if it wasn't old man Bundy and his boys? You see what I'm saying? But the thing is, if they hold their own here, and if Pete Santilli hadn't done that in the first place, why in the hell would you cop to anything like that? If the Bundys walk, you know, Santilli, he's really sitting in the catbird seat, because he's done made a deal that's going to free him, you know, or, you know, get him the best deal he can. And if these guys were to get convicted, I'm telling you, the old Bundy, he'd never see daylight again. He'd die in prison, and his sons would be old men like him when they came out of prison. That son of a bitch Santilli, I mean, he's looking out for number one. Now, that's an Alex Jones comrade for you, if you will. He's looking out for number one, and it's perfect for him, because if the Bundys get acquitted on this, if everybody gets acquitted on this, he can turn around and revoke his plea. He can revoke his plea of guilty. He can revoke, you know, his whole statement, his whole affidavit. And then he can say, I wasn't a part of no conspiracy. There wasn't no conspiracy. It was proven in court. What a turd. What a turd. This is the kind of turd you don't want to get involved in a situation like this, because this is what they will do. But the elder Bundy refused to accept a conditional release from jail, while several others charged in the case, including two other sons, Mel and David Bundy, remained incarcerated pending a separate trial that has been postponed until 2018, his lawyer Brett Whipple told Reuters. Again, That's what you'd have. This is how people are going to have to stick together. If you're gonna take these people on, I mean, you're not gonna, this Admiralty Court, this is gonna, I mean, this can fall apart on them, but they can turn around and do 10,000 other dirty deeds to you. You know, like, they were talking about, you know, if they get released, wherever they get released, they have to remove the guns. If he was to go back to his ranch, they would have to take all the weapons out of there, and then, man, that'd be open for an invasion, wouldn't it? Whipple called his client a man of principle, saying Bundy was unwilling to take a deal from the government when he hasn't done anything wrong to begin with. Good for him. Bundy and the others have cast themselves as patriots who were acting in protest against government agents who seized his cattle in a grazing dispute. And this has to go beyond your own personal property and your own well-being. It has to go beyond this individual, and it has to go beyond, you know, protesting the government. This isn't our government. This is like protesting the Vichy occupation in France, the French protesting it. It's this has to be removed. This has to be corrected completely. They all have to go. None of them would be there if they weren't the criminal element, the criminal mafia. So they all have to go, and man, the principle we need to be standing on. I mean, that's why I wish that, you know, Bundy, being as he, you know, took this risk, and, you know, he's standing ground. I wish he was standing a little better ground, I guess is what I'm saying. He should be standing on that Bill of Rights, because the issues are simple. And, but it is pretty simple with the grazing and everything, but then you enter into the subject matter admiralty when it's cut and dry. You never had the authority to arrest me. You never had the authority to actually to prosecute me, to hold me without bail. You violated every right on that list of rights called the Bill of Rights. And I have nothing further to say to you except that I'm ordering you through mandamus to obey the goddamn law. Dismiss this fraudulent case. It lacks the elements that are necessary to provide me procedural due process, which I am absolutely guaranteed, which you cannot take away. You have no authority to take away, according to the 9th article to that document. That should be the argument. But, you know, then again, the lawyers wouldn't be involved. It's hard to tell how things would go. I mean, because they have, you know, put this in a district court that can exist with lawyers that can exist. This is why it's you know, following through, and they're got you know, they're fighting the system within the system, which, you know, in other circumstances might be a losing game, but with what they're doing today, with their own initiative, every day you're looking at more, you know, people accused and people stepping down, and, you know, you find out about the secret slush fund in Washington, D.C. for the congressmen who commit sex crimes against their employees. I mean, just every day there's more of this shit pouring out, and this they can't stop. This is common knowledge. And at some point, you know, they don't want to say it, but it is in the hands of those 12 jurors. Now, don't get me wrong here. The Branch Davidians were acquitted by the juries. They were acquitted. And after the acquittal, they came into court, and the goddamn judge gave them time in jail, just like overturned the jury's decision. That's what they can do in admiralty. And at some point, when this stuff goes far enough, that's what you're going to see. It's hard to tell. I mean, I got to believe they got at least one or two plants on the jury. They have to, so that they could keep prolonging this. I guess they got other trials coming up with the younger Bundy children. But, yeah, I mean, this, no matter what happens here, there's going to be years of incarceration these people will have endured. There's going to be the death of Lavoie Finnegan. You think this is going to result in justice for Lavoie Finnegan? Because it's not. There's going to be, you know, all the costs that it cost this family, you know, the expense of the, you know, not him not being there to run the ranch. I mean, my God, the lawyers, all this shit. And in the end, it's going to be, well, you won, but did you really win? Did you really win anything? Do you want to do it again? I mean, and I see this thing with North Korea. At the same time, I see all this shit coming together. I see this thing with North Korea, like, man, they're ready to pull the trigger. Because every time that it's come close in this country, World War I, World War II, and now we're coming on World War III, every time it comes close in this country to the people rising up and taking the country back, man, we go to war. Serious war. We all got to get patriotic, save the republic, don't you know? It's our republic, and we all love it. That's what you're going to see. Anyway, back to the article. Bunday and the others have cast themselves as patriots who are acting in protest against the government. Unless he changes his mind, the elder Bunday will remain locked up at a detention facility in nearby Henderson, Nevada. The three other men had to submit to round the clock electronic monitoring, and that's bullshit. That's not release on bail. There are no conditional releases. That ain't what I think it's the seventh. Let's see what it says here. All it says is, I think it's the seventh. No, it's the eighth. Excessive bail should not be required or excessive fines imposed nor cruel and unusual punishment inflicted. These people have been held damn near 2 years without conviction. And at the same time that they were being denied bail, you see MS-13 gang members who have raped and killed and murdered. Man, they get bails. It's showing that this is all a political persecution, plain and simple. The thing is, instead of saying, you know, this is a political persecution, this is a persecution. Why is this a political persecution? Because you have violated every goddamn right on that list of rights. That's why. They're not going to the core is the problem here. Even if there's acquittal, it's open to the next guy that's going to get nailed. The next person that stands up, maybe a couple of Lavoie Finnegans will die. Until we stand on that Bill of Rights and insist that that is the law of this land and get our common law courts back, our right, our authority, our power. What is this really? What we're looking at here is just a waste of taxpayer money. With taxpayer money, they're not even supposed to be taking. This could go on forever. Because it's just digits in the computer to them. I mean, how many times they'll go and they'll retry a person, you know, 8, 10, 12 times. And even if you beat them 8, 10, 12 times, did you really win anything? Because there's nothing to stop them from going right and doing it to the next person. Because it's just an endless well of your money, your resource being used to cut your throat. And every time that you go through, if the Bundy walks, if all of them walk, that still will be a procedure that happened that shouldn't have happened. That's a crime in itself. It's a crime against everybody. And you're not standing on the right principles. It isn't about land. It isn't about the government coming out here. It's a side issue. The issue is my right to stop you. My right to say no. My right to say you cannot do that. Why? Because I have a Bill of Rights that says you cannot do that. You, Mr. Government, can't even talk to me. You are beneath me. You are my servant, you lowly servant, you. And this isn't going to put them back in their place. It may very well serve the purpose of the coalition, I guess you could call it, that came out here that started in Galice and went to, started in Bunkerville, went to Galice, and then went to Burns. It may very well put the Dirty Church Masonic cabal. It may make them get some negotiating power so that they can get some of that riches from that land out there, you know, so that they can be the ones that you make the deal. Maybe they'll get paid off for the uranium. The rest of the country, you know, our resource will be just out the door. But a handful of them here because, hey, man, you went and stepped on the wrong toes because these people are the old guard. And they're going to take some of their power back. They used to run this country from the states. These people like Clive and Bundy did. I'm telling you, people. Until the communists came in and took them over from a federal level and took the federal power right down into their backyards, where they didn't own the pot, where they owned the politicians, but the politicians were beneath the federal power that had been established. Anyway, well, with Mr. Bundy, the best. I'm going to go and finish this. The three other men had to submit. Okay, we did that. Payne's release is still subject to approval by the federal judge in Oregon who presided over a separate trial arising from an armed occupation of a federal wildlife refuge by some of Bundy's followers last year. Payne pleaded guilty in the case. Boy, you made a mistake there, Mr. Payne, didn't you? Yeah, I mean, everybody should have came in on the same page. If you were just coming in on that Bill of Rights and nobody gives an inch, you either all walk out of there together or they illegally persecute you right in front of God and everybody. You've got the proper paperwork there. It shows that your rights were violated by this prosecution with zero authority to exist. Well, I mean, it's bad enough, the authority they think they can hold over your public lands, but more important is the authority they think they can hold over you, don't you think? If you haven't secured your own personal will, your own personal rights and freedoms. I mean, the land is really irrelevant, but it is through the land how they think they can control you. But what is the key mechanism? It isn't see, they want to use the land to inflict, they will say, I can regulate the land, thus I can regulate everything upon it, including the man. This is their angle. You have to say, no, you cut them off at the heels when you tell them that you cannot regulate the man through the land or anything else. Irrelevant or whether you think you can control the land, you sure as hell can't control me. I have this Bill of Rights right here. Says you can't. Says you can't even talk to me, you government son of a bitch. At any rate, the Nevada trial will remain in recess until December 11th. I bet they're doing some thinking. They're trying to find some new... It's hard to tell what can happen between now and then. I'm telling you, this is one of the things that is pushing the buttons on whether we go to war or not. I believe it just as sure as I'm sitting here talking to you. If they think that they're going to absolutely lose control to a point that they're in danger, you think they won't start a war, you're clear out of your mind. And it will be like a nuke going off in this country they'll blame on North Korea. And it will be the Jews who set it off and send your ass. And, you know, even if there's a big dispute about it back like there was in 2000 and in 9/11. If there's a big dispute about what really happened, it ain't going to matter because the wheels will be turning. Once the missiles start firing and the ground troops start firing, well, you're at war. And then who jumps into that war? Oh, gosh, once China jumps in, and then China, you know, they're headed over there to send troops into Syria. We got us a world war. We got to save the republic, and then we can talk about all this. No, this goddamn republic ain't worth saving if this is what we're going to be left with. In fact, it's going to be worse because after every world war that they have perpetrated, when they've come back, there's less rights. And there ain't no goddamn more rights for them to take, really. We're just talking about total draconian rule. What we have to do is say, go and start that war. You know what, Trumpy? Get your gear on, buddy. Get your backpack on. Load your rifle. Get in that plane. Get your ass over there and fight it. Because I ain't fighting for this. Really? U.S.-led coalition acknowledges killing 800-plus civilians in Iraq and Syria in airstrikes. This is from RT. Sent in by Sunfire for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And you know what? We're going to get into it. As soon as we get back from our bottom of the hour break, we'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through BakersRebellion.com.
Head high, broke chest line, freedom scribbled on your sign. Headline, New York Times, standing on the edge of a revolution. Hey, hey, just obey your secret. With the NSA, in God we trust, or the CIA, standing on the edge of a revolution.
We're no, they're all depending on.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific Time, and that was Nickelback with Edge of Revolution. We should have been over that edge a long time ago. And, you know, I was thinking that during the break, what I'm talking about here about resistance, that's why, you know, like Bundy came, rose notches, in my opinion. Because that's really what it's about. I mean, people don't understand what it's going to take to resist these bastards. I mean, you look at Bobby Sands. People might not know who he was. He Irish Republican Army during the 70s. When Margaret Thatcher, and this kind of relates to what we're talking about here with this war on ism, where they're trying to, you know, like taking people to Guantanamo Bay, or like them trying the people that are actually operating as soldiers in the field, because... You know, the resistance in the Middle East to the foreign invasion into their countries, they built ISIS. They built the real terrorist. But, I mean, the people just resisting. It's like what was going on with the Irish Republican Army. And when Margaret Thatcher became Prime Minister of Britain, see, they changed it all. But before that, the people who fought for the Irish Republican Army, if they were captured, they were political prisoners. With the benefits of being a political prisoner, that's where you weren't accused of crimes. You're fighting for a political objective. It was war. And that's what they're trying to do right now on an international scale, is they're trying to change war to international law, and you broke the law and you're just a criminal and we can prosecute you for even resisting us. Now, Bobby Sands, when Margaret Thatcher became prime minister, She took away the political standing and just made them regular criminals and told them they had to wear criminal guard, you know, like the jail clothes and stuff. And they refused to put on any clothes. And when they did that, they, you know, they locked them in their cells to the point to where they couldn't get out to shit. Okay, they finally ended up smearing their feces on the walls of their cells, and they went on a hunger strike. And they refused to eat until they got their political standing back. And Bobby Sands died in that jail cell. He starved himself to death. And he ran for parliament while a political prisoner. And he was a member of the British Parliament the day he died. That is resistance. And that's the resistance you better be talking about. You better not be talking about, you know, if we can just get it back to Reagan when we was running the BLM that we created. They should be, like I said, they should be apologizing to us for ever being a part of any of this shit. Because we are the people that have suffered it before it even came up to their doorstep. They're the one that created the monster. But the resistance, I mean, if this is the level of resistance you're talking about, when somebody would starve themselves to death like that, that's resistance. And that's, and of course, they had already fought. I mean, shot and killed and bombed and whatever, what might have you, fighting the British oppression in Northern Ireland. And I mean, this is what we're talking about. And you, I mean, this is what we're talking about on an international scale now. Because when we finally do rise up against these bastards, they're going to call us terrorists. They're going to talk anti-government terrorists, you know, and this will be recognized by the United Nations when they bring their troops in to fight us. And it's like they'll want to take us. I'm telling you, this is what this Guantanamo Bay shit's all this shit with this ism's been all about. Because that's what they're going to want to do to us. When we stand up and say, you're not going to violate our rights, we have the right to remove you. And we're going to remove you by force because you won't have it any other way. But then you're going to anti-government and they're terrorists and they're going to want to treat you like a terrorist instead of a soldier in the field like it's been since, you know, since the dawn of time. A soldier was at least recognized as a soldier. You're fighting for a cause. You're not a murderer. I mean, you're killing people, but you're not a murderer. You're fighting for your rights. There's a difference, and this is the difference they're trying to blur with this shit. And like I said, on an international scale, U.S.-led coalition acknowledges 800 civilians in Iraq and Syria airstrike, killing them. Killed 800 civilians. You know, they'll come out every time, you know, a Russian bomb will hit somewhere over there in Syria. Oh, there were civilians killed. But, I mean, this is the murderous goddamn empire to ever exist on this planet. The only one, I mean, Mao Zedong in his own country, I mean, they killed their own people. They slaughtered them wholesale. What was it, 250 million people killed in the 20th century by their own governments? But the governments are always the ones that turn around. Those people are terrorists, terrorists. No, you're the goddamn terrorists. Killed eight, I mean, you wonder, these people, even if somebody does come here and drive down a damn sidewalk or blow themselves up to kill somebody here, I mean, how is you going to fight an empire like this? This is what they were facing over there in Palestine with the Jews having them fenced in, you know, and disarming them and you know, reducing them to, well, if all I got's a baller rocket. I mean, what does it take to drive an otherwise rational person to strap dynamite to their body and just, I mean, just to go and try and kill some of the enemy?
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what, man? You know, it's a saying that goes, you know, when people lose everything, they lose it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And when you get to that point where you're like, you know, and you get to that point, man, you know, you get very frustrated. And, you know, I like to say, man, to people out there, to be honest with you, some days I be down and out because I see all the tyranny. And when I listen to Henry, man, you put me back in the fight, you know. You know, and some people can't handle you because you just flat out truth and just, you know, you're hardcore. And, you know, and I love that about you because you're not timid. And, you know, man, days I go, man, I'm like, God, am I? Then when I listen to you, man, I'm like, I'm back in the fight. Because you're like my old college coach at halftime, man. You know, when we down, you give me energy. And, man, I some days, man, when I listen to you, I just see the sheeple, man. I just see them, and it's making me sick to the stomach of all this tyranny and what they do. And I like to say, man, I mean, I know I don't have much money. I don't have really no money. But I thank you, man, for picking me up some days. I really do, man. I really do, man, because, I mean, when I see it and I get so frustrated and I get down and I'm like, there's nobody else like here willing to fight just to get their freedom. They love their slavery. They love, you know, like you say, just let me have my little beer, let me have my little piece, and I'll be a good slave. And that's what they are, man. And I appreciate you, man. I really do. I really do.
Thank you, Dion. And but you know,
well, I second that.
Thank you, Charlie. The way I act here, you know, some people, you know, like you say, radical. I'm going to tell you guys something. By the time this thing is over, this is going to seem like a Sunday school sermon to you. I mean, people, you guys are real men out there. You fought. When you're in a fight, man, it's hardcore. You're trying to kill somebody, man. You're trying to beat that person down before they beat you down. And this is where the gap lies between, like, myself and, like, these people, the Bundys and these crew that are coming out now calling themselves patriots. You haven't fought yet. You really haven't fought yet. You think you have seen the tyranny. I mean, Ammon Bundy, he was mistreated in jail. Man, you know how many people I've seen mistreated in jail? On the papers that where I was put into jail, it's right on there, political prisoner. I never gave an inch. But the thing is, everybody, the determination, that's what I'm really talking about here, is just pure, broad determination. I am not going to live without my rights. I'm not going to be somebody else's boy. I'm not going to be a slave. I'm not going to bend my knee to anyone. I'm a free national. This is what is mine, man, and it's so precious to me. It's worth more than life. That's what the founders of this country, and I'm not talking about the aristocrats that hijacked the uprising. I'm talking about the people that stepped out on that green and stepped out on that bridge to face those British troops. It was just like, no, I'd rather be goddamn dead. And that's, you know, we freed ourselves here. We done something that nobody else on this planet's ever done. We freed ourselves here. And to let that slip away because of few, I mean, you think about it, back when the war was fought back in 1775 through 89, it was only like 3% of the population. And all those people who got all that freedom, who didn't have to go out there and do any suffering, who actually, there are people that made money on it all the way through the war. There are a lot of good people. I mean, besides that 3% that aided the rebels, the people who fought, but still you had all that population that got it for nothing, man. And I think that's what really messed it up. If you didn't earn it, you shouldn't have had it. That's all there is to it. But everybody had to have it. But you should have appreciated what them people did for you. Like I said yesterday, people left their homes. I mean, fathers with, you know, 5, 6, 10 children left their homes and went out to trade lead, to die, to kill, because they wouldn't be slaves. And then yes, go ahead.
I mean, you're right, man, and that's what it takes, man. You have to have, you know, and like you said before, I heard you say on one of your past shows, man, some stations don't want to take you because, oh, man, you cuss too much. You know what? Screw them. Sometimes that's what it takes, man. You know, we have a country. Look here, man. We have an evil, occupied government that is really our enemy. Go around and kill folks and take their natural resources. Go around and pop up dictators to control a country and kill people. And you talking about somebody cussing?
That's it, man.
I mean, that is it. You know what I'm saying? They don't ever say, hey, they go over and they killed 1 million Iraqis. You know, they went over there and overthrew Libya. And Libya, people were living like kings over there.
Yep.
Kings and queens. Then I mean, they didn't really have to. I mean, that government actually was providing for them off their natural resources.
That was the problem.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah. These people. I mean, you talking about somebody cussing? I mean, seriously, people, children are dying, mothers and fathers are dying, people are being killed basically for nothing because we have an evil government that sit there and want to take people control with these freaking Khazarian Jews who want to rule everything. And they talking about cussing.
Yeah. Well, you know, well, the point, you know, what I make about, you know, as far as the language, you know, Dion, I got to believe that you've at least witnessed a few fights in your day. Were we casual and cordial with one another before they started beating?
I've been fighting since I was a kid, man. You know, and I tell people this, I used to be a little punk when I was smaller. But you know what my mama made me fight? She said, boy, sick of you running in this house. She said, if you don't whoop him, I'm going to whoop you. And I tore him up, Henry. And ever since that day, I've been a fighting man.
You betcha, brother.
I've been a fighting man. My folks said, don't you start him, but you show damn well, you better finish it.
The people.
And that's what I'm going to do, man. I had it in me. I'm a warrior.
And
most of you true patriots, you should be warriors and willing to fight for your freedom.
You betcha. And I
these people are pure evil.
Yes,
evil.
They are. Go ahead, Charlie.
They don't kill foreigners, man. They kill us, too.
You bet they
do.
Look
how the police kill people every day. They're not killing just black people. They don't show you. They're killing white people. Nobody say when that little girl, that little teenager got popped in the head in Kentucky when the police jumped on the car and shot through the window.
A white girl. 17-year-old girl shot her 9 times in the face, blew her brains all over the girl sitting next to her. You goddamn right. And you, but
don't say anything about that.
See this whole.
They're killing everybody. They're not killing black people. They don't care. And I see the sheeple sit out there, and I look at the police. Oh, they're here to protect them, sir. You don't protect us. You sit on the side of the road with your radar detector. How are they protecting and serving people?
And see this standard.
You're running
new
generation. You're sitting right there. You're not protecting nobody.
Nope.
We have to call you after a crime happens. Are you serious? That's protection? Wake up, people.
I couldn't agree with you more. And see, this is what yeah, you know what we're talking about with this political correctness, and you know they set the standard, you know, with the, you know, I'm Charles Corral, you know, and this and all this stuff, and you don't say you don't say anything on. They just keep this monotone bullshit feeding you the crap, you know, that you know, yeah, this happened. Somebody, no outrage is what I'm getting at here. When what has been happening to us in the last goddamn 20 years is beyond outrage, people. Just like Dion going off. Everybody, that's what blows me away, is everybody ain't this pissed. What's wrong with you? Yes, sir.
Yeah, Dion's on fire. I think he got you beat today.
Yes, he does.
But anyway, I was wanting to say, I remember a doctor working on one of those Iraqi kids, and he said, if somebody did this to one of my kids, I would personally strap on a bomb and see if I could do as much damage as possible.
Exactly. They sell you this shit about these terrible Palestinians strapping bombs to themselves. Nobody stops to say, what in that would make a person do that? What would drive a person to say, you know what, my life, all I want is to get a couple of them. And you look at the abuse those people have suffered, and then you, I mean, I, like I said, I've looked at the footage of the Gaza Strip when they bombed it with cluster bombs. That's phosphorus. Seeing kids, man, with shit burning through their legs and stuff. I mean, it's like they can disconnect themselves from the gore that we're all responsible for, because you know what? We are responsible for every damn bit of it, because we have the authority and we have the power to stop it. And we don't do it because we got our cush. Go ahead, bro.
Hey, you know what, man? This is what I don't get. These SOBs, they get back on TV, man. And it's like, how can you sleep at night when you sit up here, overthrow a country, kill innocent people? Kill innocent people.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
sleep at night, man. They act like it's no real big deal.
It's called ambience.
It's called what?
Ambience.
Say that again.
Ambience, yeah. You know, they detach. It's like, you know, the people like these drones we're talking about here, 800 civilians. There's children, women and children, people that didn't do nothing to nobody, except they happened to be sitting on some real estate with wealth that the Jews wanted. But, you think about these people, and then you think about the, you know, they're over here in a damn little room and they're flying these drones. You talk about disconnected, and they're dropping death on people, you know, across the ocean. And these people, it's just death. How would it be if that happened to you? And that's what it is too. You know, the too many, they've sheltered themselves behind the police state. The police state's going to protect them, and they just sit there and just let them go out and do whatever they want to the peoples around the world. I mean, commit any atrocity. I mean, Iraq was genocide. People that without it, there was no excuse. There was no yellow cake uranium. Them people didn't do anything to us, and I saw it. Shocking off.
For no reason, man.
Shock and awe. The day it happened, I seen this lady. She's just wailing, and I'm watching them stack these children in the back of a truck like goddamn cordwood. And I'm sitting there, and I'm sick. I'm disgusted.
They shouldn't have been standing on top of our oil.
I know it. That was that. Yeah, those selfish bastards. But I mean, with the fact that people just can't look at it to that degree, and you know, goddamn, where's your I guess it's been, your conscience has been bought for cheap. Is all I can say. Go ahead, Dion.
You know what? And another thing, man, when I think about it, man, you know what? Sometimes I get so aggravated, I'll be like, man, you know, I just get, man, I want to go over there and help them people. Because it seems like that's the only way I can really fight these SOBs.
See, and that's
but I
what...
know we have a fight here, but it's so undercover.
Yeah,
you
you're
know
right.
What I'm saying? It is, people don't realize that we have a fight on our hands. And I don't think people are willing to die for the freedom. That's the thing about it, man. If you can just ever get to the depth of how deep your freedom really goes, man, then you will understand. You will understand, man. These people have so much control, man, until, just like what we hear and I was saying, man, we can't even get pain medication. We sit up and hurt. I got a bad-ass sciatica nerve, and I can't get no pain medication, man. I sit here, I got to put lidocaine patches on my body just to simmer down the pain because they control so much of our lives. Just like what Henry said, who gave them authority to come into our personal life and tell us what to put in our body? No one, but they do it because we allow it.
And that's the whole, all of it comes down to that, the death around the world that we're responsible for. And we are responsible for it because, by God, we have the authority. And we're charged with not allowing this to happen, people. It's our responsibility. I mean, these people are being killed in these other countries by these drones and stuff for their resources. It's on us because we do have the means to stop it. We can stop it easy. It's just
hey, hear me.
Sickening.
I get so afraid, man, because, you know, sometimes I get so afraid. Because I realize it's going to have to come back here if we don't do nothing about it.
Oh, it's already
the
here.
The same shit that we pull out there to other countries, you guys, it's going to come back here.
Oh, it's going to.
Your
gonna...
daughter, your mom, your dad, your family is going to suffer like those kids did in Libya, Iraq, Syria, all those years, man.
Yep.
We're going to suffer if we don't do nothing about it.
It's going to be even worse because it's going to be brother against brother.
Yep.
Mother against son, father against daughter.
Well, it might not even be that. It
really
might be another country that comes to do us the same way.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's going to be in.
It's got to come back home. It's got to come back full circle, you guys.
You betcha. The reason they have pumped all these foreigners in here is because we won't shoot each other. And the bottom line is, when this thing breaks loose, I see I'm telling you, the president's going to turn around to that United Nations and say, we need United Nations troops in here to quell the uprising. That's what's going to happen here. And they're going to send that million Chinese army over here, and we're going to have to kill every goddamn one of them. Then we're going to know what the Iraqis know, and what the Syrians know, and what the Libyans know, and the Palestinians know. We're going to feel it. It's like in the movie The Patriot. It's going to be on our own doorsteps here. Each one of us is going to get an experience, and it's all going to be our fault. We can't blame nobody but ourselves because, by God, we did not have to let it happen. We had the authority. We had the weapons, and we just stood there and watched it happen.
You're spot on, Henry.
I hate being spot on. I wish that this wasn't the way it is, guys, but, man, it just is. There's nothing we can do. I mean, the generations before us shit on us, man. I'm telling you. Our fathers, our grandfathers, back when they took the gold, that should have been it right there. They just told you you're not going to own property in this country. If you can't own the standard, you can't own the property. Go ahead.
But those people were nascent. They didn't have the internet. They didn't really know better.
Yes.
We don't have any excuse.
Yeah, they did know better, dude. They really did. I mean, we've covered it, you know, Major Jordan with his files and stuff. I mean, he was going across the country. People have known this. It's just who took an interest in it when they were making, you know, they were all living in the middle class, a new car when they wanted one, vacations every year. They weren't interested. It was right there. People have been screaming this for years. It's just that it's coming up the food chain. Because the bottom line here is this is why we got Trump, because they want it all. They're not content with a mountain of gold that 10 generations couldn't spend. They want it all. They want us subjugated. They want the world population subjugated. They want to go back to the days of kings and queens and fiefdoms and kingdoms so that they all have big mountains of gold. And the wager is, I could bring my peasants over here to fight your peasants to see who gets to take this little kingdom over here. And then the gold back goes back that way. And the only purpose the people serve is to work the land and hand the proceeds of their labor over to their masters and then go and die in their blood games as they decide on the piles of gold. They want it back to the days of feudalism. I'm telling you right now, they have never let go of it. Albert Pike came and said that's what they were doing, didn't he? Anyways, guys, this has been a... You bet. This has been a good discussion. And we are at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And, man, keep the faith and keep spreading the faith. And stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with my brother Spike Timmons on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio coming right up behind us. And that is The Word from the Trenches.